Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. I'm Steve Hothersall. Let's look ahead to a massive night of footy action at Anfield. But it's the under-23s who are going to be putting on the display tonight. So it's Liverpool's under-23s against Arsenal's under-23s. There's still a little bit of niggle between the two sides. They met earlier on this season. The Reds came out on top. Let's talk with the under-23s captain, Harry Wilson. Morning to you, Harry.
Morning.
Thanks for joining me. Let's just reflect quickly on that game, because I think it was a win at the Emirates that kick-started the season, wasn't it? What do you remember of it?
Yeah, that's right. I think we got off to a fairly slow start in the league. We got beat against Chelsea and Southampton. So I think that Arsenal game was a bit of an early turning point for us. We went down to the Emirates and managed to pick up a 3-1 win, which a really good performance, and we were delighted to get the three points that day.
Sometimes you just need that game, don't you, that sparks you into life. You'll have experienced that quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely. I think we needed that game, and to put in such a good performance away at the Emirates to give us all confidence to kick on.
How's the under-23s been this season? It's been remarkable in terms of some of the names that have made that progress. They're your mates on the footy field and in training all week. So, you know, we've seen Ben in the past couple of weeks getting all the headlines, Ben Woodburn, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Ovie Ejaria. These are lads who you're playing with week in, week out. How much of an inspiration has it been watching it, Harry?
Yeah, it's been really good. I think all of us here in the under-23s team are aiming to get into the first team, and to see the likes of the people you've just mentioned getting their chance and doing really well, it gives us all confidence that if our chance comes, we can do the same.
Do you get a real buzz? For example, when Ben was playing and he scored that goal and the whole nation took sort of attention of Ben Woodburn, does that even give the likes of you a buzz watching that?
Yeah, definitely. I think to see one of your teammates doing well on the big stage, it's going to give you a massive buzz, and we were all really, really happy for him.
I suppose that pushes everyone on within the squad as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think all the lads were watching that game, whether they were at the game or at home. And I think to see Ben come on and then to get his goal, I think the buzz around the team was really good, and we're all supportive of each other.
And it's important to say that you've had the involvement with the first team as well, haven't you? You've played in some sort of behind scenes, closed doors matches. You've been training with them as well, haven't you? So you are having that integration at the same time.
Yeah, I think the club's really good for that. I think the under-23s, the way we train, the times we report, we try and mirror the first team. So when we get our chance to go up there and train or play, I think we all know our jobs and what to do. So I think that's a massive help.
Must be like a kid in a sweet shop if you're training with the likes of Coutinho or Lallana or, you know, these attacking players that you want to sort of build your game towards.
Yeah, definitely. I think when we go up there, I think every single player is really good with the young lads. I think when we go up there, they all make us feel welcome. And that just gives you confidence. And then when you go out onto the training field and see the likes of Coutinho and Lallana doing their stuff, it's just a pleasure to watch and train with.
On a personal level, how's your season been? Because obviously last season you had that injury, didn't you? Broken toe, which seemed like an innocuous sort of situation. Missed a big portion of the season, which is frustrating for a young lad.
Yeah, massively. I think that injury, like you said, at the start, we just thought it was going to be a broken toe, but one thing led to another, and I ended up missing a massive chunk of the season. So that was frustrating for me. But to get back this season, to be named under-23 captain, and then to kick on from there, it's been a real boost for me. So I think we're about halfway through the season now. We're in a good place in the league. I feel I'm in a good place personally, so just looking up from here.
Yes, great player to watch. I mean, we'll look ahead to the game tonight. So Liverpool under-23s against Arsenal. First time that you guys have managed to play in the stadium this season in front of that brand new stand.
Yeah, it is. We're all looking forward to it. I think we played a few games there last season, which was good. But we're all looking forward to getting back on the pitch and seeing the new stand.
Does it give it a different feel, a little bit different if you're playing an under-23s match at Anfield?
Yeah, I think so. But I think all the players have been to the Premier League games or the European nights at Anfield, and we all know the history and the special place it is. So we're all looking forward to walking out under the new stand and hopefully putting on a good performance.
Radio City. City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.